Why stillness? Is that a question? If so, it is so of its time, totally appropriate. We're living in the most accelerated times. Have you noticed the speed of time? It's roaring through and we're being pulled so fast that our hair is flying. We can barely catch our breath. Our eyes are streaming with the stinging speed. So why stillness? Because the speed is seductive, mesmeric, overbearing, furious, and we have no idea how to jump off. It is so stunning, quite how much we fear stopping, jumping away. What will we find if we do? It's nail-bitingly terrifying to think of being forced to bear stillness. Our current lexicon includes a wonderful word entirely rooted in this speed analogy, bandwidth. Our bandwidth cannot cope with stillness. We need to check our phones, we have to write an email, we're in the middle of binge-watching a TV series. We have to check we locked the back door 10 times. We cannot sit still for fear. For fear, nothing else. We have been exponentially hyped up to speeds of mind and body never before seen. And you could just say, I don't have the time or the bandwidth for stillness. And you could turn away. And you would be proving my point. But then you would miss the other side. Why stillness? To learn how to be still. Yes, it is something that has to be learned. And it is, so easy to forget how. Rather like sugar. Have you ever been entranced by sugar? Sugar creeps up on you, overtakes you, and nibble by nibble, slice by slice, bite by bite, and spoonful by spoonful, you are detained by sugar in all its lascivious forms. You're lost now, I can tell. You're thinking of lovely little crispy pink sugar mice and how they would feel in your mouth. Or maybe remembering flying saucers, Mars bars, the enchanting trance of too much sugar. We're talking about them. It is seductive and mesmeric, overbearing like the furious speed of life. Maybe you do both, the speed of life and the sugar. So many do. They seem to go so nicely, hand in hand, skipping off down the road. Why stillness? Because we are worthy of untold gifts. We are worthy of so much that comes with the ability to bear stillness. And over these short stories, I will be reflecting with you on how we lose ourselves and how we can find ourselves.